Hello, everyone. Welcome to Average Guy RV Obsessions, a fun and practical podcast about my sometimes unreasonable yet rewarding RV obsession. From an old RV where I got my feet wet to a brand new Class A motorhome and then to a vintage Winnebago Chieftain that is old as its average owner. We talk about it all. So, I'm Todd, your host. And if you turned into episode one, you heard how the whole RV obsession started, from our family temple camping trip to our trip to Disney's Fort Wilderness to buying my very first RV with money from a car accident settlement. So first of all, again, welcome back. I'm sitting here at my folks' house because my son wanted to fish all weekend. As I'm looking out their window onto the water here in Tampa Bay and watching the clouds come in. So you might hear some thunder, you might hear some rain, but we're going to go ahead and continue on with the podcast because today I'm just feeling it. So today in episode one, I want to talk to you all about how the early trips evolved over time. One thing I've learned is that once you have an RV, your adventures, they don't stay the same. They grow. They change and they evolve, and sometimes they surprise you. It's definitely not what I was expecting. I kind of expected it to stay the same, those weekend trips. But no, it's always changing. And no matter what, I've always stayed and continued being obsessed with RVs no matter where I went. So that always stayed the same. In this episode, we'll talk all about my evolution of adventures, the way RVing shifted for me, from my family, from those quick weekend escapes, to the multi-month, big, huge summer road trips, and even into the wild world of traveling during COVID. One thing that stayed the same, as I said, was those obsessions with RVs. No matter where I went, I'd always walk around looking at RVs, looking at their differences, similarities, and just how awesome they are. While I'm telling you my story, I want you to think about yours too. Think about how your camping adventures evolved. Did they start small? Did you start in a tent as a tent camper? Did they grow into something bigger? Did someone turn you on to camping via RVs? Maybe at the end of this episode, I'll invite you to share some of those stories with me. Now, when we first got into RVing, we always kept it pretty simple. We'd head out to the local campgrounds for a quick getaway. Sometimes it was even just 30 minutes away, sometimes an hour, but close enough that we could leave Friday after we were done teaching, after the kids were done with school, and we'd be home Sunday to unpack, go grocery shopping, get ready for the week ahead of us. In that time, it felt amazing. You know, the Friday rush of pulling out of the driveway, heading towards the campground, knowing that by the time night came, we'd be sitting by that fire. To the weekdays always felt like the planning launch pad. So during my teaching break, and again, don't tell my administrator this, but I'd spend time planning for the weeks ahead. But that was the freedom, and it gave me the passion that I haven't felt before. There was so much to it that was just, there was never this downtime. So here's the thing, after a while we realized something. The setup and breakdown almost took away from the fun. And again, that was all on me. I was always the one. As soon as I got there, setting up, hooking up, getting the food sorted, and actually kind of start relaxing, but it felt like by the time that happened, it was time to pack up. So we continued doing this for over a year. And again, it was something I still loved, even though there was very little downtime. I love the setting up part of it. The goal was to go out at least once a month. And yes, we were able to achieve that. I mean, I had a journal. I wrote everything down. At that time, my kids were all into it. And my wife, well, she went along with it. And she always seemed content, as if she just really enjoyed the family time. But eventually we said, you know, let's save this RVing, these trips, for the longer weekends. So anyway, quick question for you all right now. Are you more of the weekend warrior, the happy with the quick trips, or do you feel like it's only worth it if you got at least 3 or 4 days to enjoy it? So think about your style. And if you want, shoot me a message. I'd love to hear what works best for you. Maybe I could get some ideas from you, change my weekend trips or my trips, and mention how your style maybe has changed over time, just like ours. So, as I previously mentioned, my wife and I are both in education, so our schedules during the years are pretty crazy. But the upside is that we also get those built-in breaks. And that's when the RV really became part of our lifestyle. Those longer weekends like Labor Day and Memorial Day gave us time to actually enjoy ourselves without the rushing. And when we started planning around the bigger trips like Thanksgiving, winter break, spring break, and of course, summer, the RV turned into the anchor for our vacations. No matter what was going on at work or travel, we always had that next trip on our calendar to look forward to. And this kind of took our minds off, you know, the struggles during the week or what was going on at work or what was going on with our kids. We could always look forward to those trips ahead of us because we always knew somehow they would be something positive for our family. Months ahead in the actual travel day, I was on those computers, booking state parks, the private campgrounds, doing the research to find the quote-unquote it campground. By the end of spring, I had almost all the trips per month planned out for the year. And again, that was kind of early on in our adventures. Again, it's changed for us quite a bit. So think about your own travel rhythm. And I say travel rhythm because we would get into a travel rhythm and the planning, it was kind of the same after the same. And like I said, it changed, but we were in this rhythm for a while. Do you have any certain times of the years where you always take the RV out? Maybe it's the cool summer road trips. Maybe it's the holiday traditions. Maybe it's just when weather finally cools down. And if you're nodding along, I'd love for you to share your family's RV rhythm with me. And again, maybe I'll even read it on a future episode. So, summer was when things kind of really ramped up. My wife's family lives up in New England. Instead of flying or piling into the car, the RV became a way of making that trip happen. One of the things about the RV is that we were able to take our dogs along with us. And from the beginning of my relationship with my wife, the dogs were central, very important to us. So the thought of leaving them behind was kind of a no-go. I mean, we could leave them behind for a weekend, but for the long summer trips, which we would like to take, that wasn't going to happen. So like I say, we load up the kids, the dogs, overpack way too much stuff, and we hit the road. And here's what was amazing. The trip itself, it was actually as fun as the destination. One of the things I forgot to mention, and along bringing our dogs, is the idea of never leaving things behind. So as I mentioned, we just overpack and we bring wraps, we bring tons of clothes, tons of food, everything with us for the entire long break. So back to the trip itself, I still remember driving the RV through Gettysburg. And this is one memory that stuck out to me that I wasn't expecting. And as we're driving up through Pennsylvania, we're like, oh, let's stop off at Gettysburg. We stopped in the visitor center and we realized you could do the full battlefield loop with the audio tour playing. So we hopped in the RV. We would stop at each stop, get out of the RV, check out the site, get back in the RV, continue playing. And we had this full amazing tour of the Gettysburg Battlefield Loop. And it wasn't something, I mean, we had touched on it in school when I was growing up, but not for it to come alive like this. And it just felt surreal driving through history with our home on wheels. We also stumbled on caves in Virginia. We stopped at farms in Pennsylvania, found quirky roadside attractions that you normally just blow by. With the RV, those in-between places became part of the adventure. And that's what we love to do most for our family. Often my wife would often look up points of interest along the route for the day. So let me throw something out there for you all. What's the best unexpected stop you made along the trip? And I'm sure, you know, Gettysburg, I just mentioned that, but I'm sure there's tons more that I'm not even thinking about right now. Was it a historical site, random roadside tour, some weird attraction that you just pulled over for? Send me those stories, because I think the best RV memories often come with the places that we didn't plan to see. And that's such a huge major benefit of RV travel. Now, I'm sure many of you got into RVing during the COVID times. That was the big RV boom. That's when travel shut down. For a lot of people, vacation stopped completely. But for us who've had the RV, and when I say that you had the RV, that was the, we bought our Jayco Class A motorhome in 2018. But for us, the RV became our safe, comfortable way of traveling and continue exploring. We had our own kitchen, our own bathroom, our own beds, so there was no airports, no hotels, no wondering if something was sanitized or not. Didn't have to worry about that at all. The kids could play outside. We felt safe. We felt fine. We were able to bring our dogs along, which honestly made it even better. And we were able to meet family. The RVing was something that brought us together with family during a time where everyone felt lonely and isolated. We were able to use the RV to visit my folks up in their house in North Carolina. And, you know, they were actually down in Florida with us at the time. So they were concerned about flying. They had never been in an RV before. So we agreed to drive them up to North Carolina. I was a little concerned because I know that my folks didn't camp when they were young. And amazingly, they absolutely loved it. They had their own space. They loved being able to go outside at night. You know, we would cook for them. They were able to enjoy a cocktail, to sit outside with the kids, to watch the kids having fun. So on the way to North Carolina, we stopped at Jacksonville, Florida. And we stopped in Santee Lakes, where I think was in South Carolina. And there was this beautiful campsite along this gorgeous lake. And the idea that we could just sit outside, watch the sunset. It was cooler outside. It just made the entire trip worth it. And being with my parents, who had never done this, and to see the magic in their eyes, to see how they enjoyed it, gave me such pleasure and satisfaction. So during that time, the RV didn't just feel like luxury. It felt like that lifeline. And it gave us a sense of normal when the world really didn't feel normal around us. I was grateful that we kind of already knew what we were doing. I know a lot of you out there learned hard on your RV, or you leaned hard on your RV during COVID. Did it change the way you traveled? Do you still prefer RV trips over hotels and flights? I'd be curious to hear if that shift in RVing stuck for you like it did for us. Now, of course, RVing life isn't always perfect. There's been some amazing highlights and some low points too. I know pulling into the campground with these beautiful views, and no matter where we went, there was always different, incredible views. It felt like we were just so fortunate to be there. And I would often kick back and think, wow, this isn't something we normally get in a hotel or flying to a different area. just pulling into the campground and seeing what we saw. Watching the kids grow up with these amazing adventures as part of their childhood, they were able to see different parts of the country that we wouldn't normally be able to visit. And again, that goes back to the travel along the way and stopping and seeing these different things that was an adventure for them, but it was also an adventure for us. Having the freedom to say in the RV, let's just go and actually go. And now for me, that was such an insane thought. And in case you haven't already figured out, I'm such a planner. So that didn't happen until later on in our RV adventures. And I've gotten more to the point where I've said, you know, just this week, let's go ahead and plan a trip to get out of here. Or let's hit the road and see what's along the way and maybe we'll find something. And I know years ago, everyone's saying, oh, you can never find a campground, you can never find a campground, but that's never been an issue for me. I've always been able to find something, whether it's a cancellation or some campground along the way that had availability. We'd call ahead and there was always something. So right now it's been definitely more of a mix of planning ahead for some of those more popular campgrounds and just kind of hitting the road and seeing what's ahead of us and what campgrounds are nearby or along a route that we may want to take, but definitely involve less planning. Some of the lowlights. Yes, there's been those mechanical breakdowns. We've all had something happen. And I remember coming home on a trip and this huge semi took off my passenger mirror and it sounded like this huge explosion. Luckily, knock on wood, there hasn't been anything too major. But I went ahead and took some duct tape, taped up that mirror, and headed home. Rainy weekends, had us stuck inside a small space with restless kids. But at the same time, I also consider this a highlight. That's where our kids were occupied with shows on the TV or on technology. But at that time, I was planning, I was sitting back, having a cup of coffee, and thinking, oh, what kind of art pieces should I put on my wall? Or how should I redecorate the RV? Or what can I do to add something to this RV to make it mine? Trips that were planned just didn't work out the way we imagined, yet they always seem to work out in some other way. So here's the truth, those low points have always been turned into some of the best stories later. So here's my challenge to you all, the listeners. Think about how your best RV story has come out of a disaster. Maybe that breakdown. Maybe it was a breakdown. Maybe that breakdown turned into something great where you were able to shift that trip to something positive. The funniest memories sometimes only exist because something went wrong. So share with me. I'd love to hear what your disaster turned amazing positive story was. Now, looking ahead, and that's how our RVings evolved, from those quick weekends to longer breaks to the big summer road trips and even safe travel during COVID. Each built on the last, and that's what I love about the lifestyle, and that it changes with you. The RV grows with your family, and the adventures keep on evolving. I know that ours has and will continue to evolve. And in a future episode, I'll talk about especially how those trips have evolved as my kids have gotten older. Now, as they were younger, they wanted to travel every single weekend. The RV was the greatest thing for them. But now that they're teenagers, school, sports, and activities have gotten in the way, we're definitely doing a lot less of it. My daughter has no desire to even hang out with her parents. My son still loves the occasional trip to the campground where he can fish all weekend. But it's a struggle. I'll be honest with you, it's a complete struggle. It's something I love, and finding the weekends that are available where there's no activities gets less and less these days. Getting my daughter to go along with us has been a struggle. We have our annual Fort Wilderness trip coming up to Halloween, and I basically just told my kids that this will be the last year that we do it, but it is a non-negotiable, and they're going, so no point in arguing about it. And you know what? They've actually been accepting. There's been no arguing. My son, like I said, is a little more accepting of it. My daughter's like, you know, I'll go, but I'm not going to enjoy it. I have a feeling that'll change when we get there, but at the moment, things have changed. Things have changed. But you know what hasn't changed? Is my love for RVs. And even though the trips have become different, the campgrounds have become different, I still wake up in the morning. I still make my cup of coffee. I walk around the campground. I check out those RVs, whether they're old vintage RVs, brand new RVs, trailers, Class A motorhomes, Class C motorhomes, Class B motorhomes, even tent sites. I just love the idea of them. I love looking at them, their shapes, their designs, what goes on inside those motorhomes, those trailers, those tents, and think how those are avenues for the different families, different peoples, different couples, their adventures, their explorations. And that's what amazes me, is that I'm seeing what the RV has done for our family and what it's done for other people. I've seen how people have personalized their RVs and think, what can I do to ours? What can I change to ours? What gives me excitement to revamp ours to make it special to our family? And again, that's what I obsess about. And then, of course, I go home and I buy more stuff. And my wife gets mad at me and says, "Why? What are you doing?" But it's, again, it kind of gives me that lifeline and that connection to the RV. So, again, in the next episode, I'm going to be diving more into the family dynamics. And as I just touched on, how they shape the RV obsession even more. What it's like traveling with the twins when they were little, with their excitement, and how things have changed now they're teenagers, and why the family traditions still keep us rolling. Some of it's heartwarming, some of it's hilarious, some of it's heartbreaking, but it's real. So thanks again for joining me on Average Guy RV Obsessions. And if you're enjoying the show so far, I'd love to hear from you. Please subscribe, leave the review, share with your RV friends. Stick with us as we delve deeper into this crazy obsession of mine. I really can't wait until you hear about what I did with that 1976 Winnebago Chieftain. Yes, that's what I'm completely obsessed on right now. Exciting stuff ahead. And don't forget, I really do want to hear from you. I really, really do. If you're that weekend warrior, your holiday traveler, long-haul adventurer, even if you live in your RV, I want to hear from you. What's the best accidental stop you've made? And what's your funniest disaster story? Reach out, share it with me, and maybe I'll feature it on a story in the future episode. I'm Todd. Just your average guy with some not-so-average RV obsessions. Until next time, keep those tanks empty, the adventure's full, and I'll see you down the road.